Hey guys, welcome to B10 official podcast of Baloney Technology and Entertainment News. If you enjoy this show, then please subscribe, then like us on facebook.com/BaloneyTechNews. Isn't spelled exactly as it sounds. Baloney Tech News, just like it's spelled in the title of the podcast. Wait, it's not titled in the podcast. It is Baloney Tech News. BaloneTechNews. Okay? Facebook.com/ what I just spelled. Okay. Dose of D-Pad will be launching on Wednesday, March 21st, 2013, and will feature a new song from local depressed beach music group, Vanguards. I have a solid presentation for the pilot episode for my new podcast, causing B10 official podcast to take a 1 to 2 week hiatus. The goal of the break in action is to give me a good portion of time to properly redesign the show to reflect the preparations of Dose of D-Pad. Essentially, the point is for the show to play catch up with the, not catch up like the sauce, but catch up with the Dose of D-Pad's phenomenal advances. I apologize to those affected, but this episode will also be our season finale. This here episode will also be our season finale to B10 official podcast. Successful first season. After our hiatus, we will premiere with the first episode of season 2, which will change drastically from the beginning of the first season in a good way. Parenthesis end. Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to be launching. Basically, what this means is I'm going to be launching a second podcast to separate all this crazy, substantial news that we have been receiving in the past few months. And it's getting a little out of hand, so we're separating the tech part of our podcast with the gaming part. Should have been done in the first place. It's the smartest move we'll ever make. And if the second show completely flops, then I take back everything I said. But, I mean, I don't think we'll see a substantial loss in numbers since this is a new show and it's slowly growing. Very slowly, this show is growing. And I don't think we'll lose. I mean, we get like 60 some viewers per episode. I don't think we'll see a complete loss. I don't think we could seek any further loss in those kind of numbers. Yeah, because they're not that high of a number anyway. I don't think we're going to lose people because of the new podcast. But in case we do, I will end it. Actually, I won't. I really won't end it at all, because it's just for my own interest. It is not for the interest of the general public. Hence the title, Baloney, which means the blog without bullcrap in Greek. Not really. Okay. Yeah, so that airs on Wednesday. Or no, Thursday. We record Wednesday. Possibly Tuesday, but, yes, this will air. Dose of D-Pad, the first episode, will air on Thursday. And we will use music to close our broadcast. We're going to use the song Hospice Arms by Vanguards. And to open it, we're probably going to use something from Bioshock Infinite, and hence the reason we are no longer using video game music to introduce and close our show here. For now, we're going to be using regular music, because I'm not really sure what kind of music would be associated with tech, and I don't want to use techno or anything of that nature. So I'm going to go with regular, decent music for the time being. Anyway, we have a lot to cover today because of all the jazz that's going on with the Samsung Galaxy S4 and a few surprising little details that have been going on that aren't so little to me, a little to the news world. What I've been playing, BioShock and BioShock 2. Surprise, surprise there, because oh yeah, and also the what I've been playing segment of our show obviously will be moving to Dose of D-Pad. And we're gonna during this 1 to 2 week hiatus of the show, we're going to like redesign the segments, and we'll have our own proprietary segments on this show. So no fret, no fret. No fret. Yeah. So that Dose of D-Pad already we already have planned segments for that show, which we have already recorded. Well, I'm one guy. I keep referring to myself as we, which is quite odd. But sometimes I feel that I'm three people, or two at least. Dose of D-Pad will launch with these various segments. I believe. Let me check to see how many segments we already have. We have gaming term pronunciation will be an ongoing segment, and that's a really interesting one because I kind of came up with that on my own, and I don't think anyone else does that. I realize there's a lot of mispronunciation in gaming terms, so this could help. Each week we're gonna find a new gaming term, at least one, to teach viewers how to pronounce them. Could be interesting. The terms range from games to commonly used multiplayer terms, possibly, and developer studios and publishers, perhaps. So, a lot of different gaming terms. If you have a gaming term that you wish for us to use in in an upcoming episode of Dose of D-Pad, then please feel free to comment below. If you're using the YouTube version, of course. If you're using the download, then you can't comment because it's offline. Yes, that's how the internet works. So yeah, we're gonna have, I think we have one, two, three, four, five, six. We have six and a half different segments planned for Dose of D-Pad. So don't worry. I think the podcast will be great. I think Dose of D-Pad will be great, but that's up to the viewers to decide who wants to watch it. The Vita has outsold the 3DS in the Vita has outsold the 3DS this week in Japan after the price cut. Sony, what are you doing over here? I'm really confused as to what's even going on over here because Sony cuts the price in the West. No, in the East, I mean, in Japan. And then, over here in the West, we are left hanging with these limited Sony store price cuts, and I'm really confused as to what's going on. And it's a $199 deal on the 3G version. Why does the 3G version of the Vita exist? I'm confused as to why that exists. I have the 3G version. Personally, I don't use a contract with it. I don't pay monthly for that mess, but I got it because it was nearly as cheap. It was just about as cheap as the standard Wi-Fi Vita, and it came with a 8 gigabyte memory card. So that's why I got mine. But why anyone else would want to buy the 3G, why anyone else would need the 3G version and actually use the 3G is beyond me, as modern day smartphones have Wi-Fi tethering, which essentially acts as the same exact thing. I guess if you have an iPhone that's not jailbroken, or well, you don't really need. I don't know if iOS has Foxfi available, but yeah, if you don't have a jailbroken Android phone, or not a jailbroken, a rooted Android phone, and you want Wi-Fi tethering without rooting, Foxfi, it's a great app. I love it personally. It's definitely something you should look into if that's what you're looking for. Basically, Wi-Fi tethering is when you use your it, essentially it's when you use your smartphone as a Wi-Fi hotspot using the 4G, 3G or 4G mobile signal from your phone to other devices. So it works fine with Vita. Not sure how it cooperates with other devices. I've used it with Vita and PC, I believe, and even my Nexus 7, which currently isn't in working condition. I have in the past I've used Foxfi with that. So it's a great app. It's definitely something you should check out if you're interested in that kind of thing. Man, I got really off track on that. Vita's outsold 3DS this week in Japan. Yeah, Sony should cut the price over here. I don't understand. Why aren't we seeing a universal price cut on Vita in the United States of America and even other countries? I don't see that. I guess people have said that Japan is kind of like a test for Sony with the Vita. Hold on, I'm gonna lift my chair up real quick. Okay, yeah. People have said that the Vita price cut in Japan is kind of a test for Sony to an experiment to see if whether or not a price cut would actually successfully increase sales numbers, but I think cutting the price in the West at this point would be the best decision they could possibly make, since developers don't seem interested in it at all due to lack of sales numbers. So, yeah. I might come back to that subject later, actually, after I get my head together on what I'm talking about. Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D will release on May 24th, 2013. It's a port of the Wii game, Donkey Kong Country Returns, which I played about 20 minutes of when it came out. That's back when I was into the whole Wii, the whole Wii like custom firmware, free game downloading thing, which I don't do anymore. So I don't know. I guess it was a good game. I don't know. I played it for 20 minutes, so I wasn't really into games a whole lot then, not like now. And maybe I'll get it. Probably not though, because that's right before that, well, a little less than a month before The Last of Us comes out, which is going to be my game of the year most likely. Between that and BioShock Infinite, of course. But I don't know, maybe at some point I'll get Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D. I'm more interested in the Flipnote 3D, which is coming this summer for free app for the 3DS, where you can make 3D animations. That sounds cool. Not Not like 3D modeling animations, but like not like CAD, but stereoscopic 3D animations. I think that would be fun, and you can save them as little GIFs and send them as gifts. Save the GIF. Send them as gifts. That would be a really confusing marketing technique that Nintendo would probably use, because they're known for their confusing marketing techniques with the Wii U. Yeah, it was a really blatant reference there, but it had to be, because otherwise no one would understand what I'm talking about. The Samsung Galaxy S4 was announced yesterday, and surprisingly, but also unsurprisingly, no longer carries a Roman numeral follow-up. The specs are as follows. All right, gonna read some specs off now. Mispronounce a whole bunch of processor names. Okay, let's see. The actual slogan of the Galaxy S4 is Life Companion, which is strikingly boring. But I just thought that was an interesting tidbit there. I have no reasoning behind why I just said that, but yeah. It is a I'm not gonna say the dimensions or the weight, because I find that kind of irrelevant besides the display dimensions, but yeah. Operating system is Android 4.2.2 Jelly Bean, nothing surprising there. They're giving that the latest version of Android, yet I'm still waiting for it on the Galaxy S3. Hopefully I will still be getting that, because if not, I'm gonna be kind of mad. I don't know, I might not be mad. I don't really care too much. 4.1.2, which I have right now, is pretty decent. I don't mind it. The CPU, this is where it gets tricky. The CPU on the Galaxy S4 is it varies based on location, but those locations are currently unknown. It either has an Exynos 5 Octa 1.6 gigahertz quad core Cortex A15 and 1.2 gigahertz quad core Cortex A7, or Snapdragon 600 1.9 gigahertz quad core. I don't know. I have no idea how I can judge this until someone clarifies why all of those terms are kind of mushed together in one kind of one like paraphrase statement or something. I'm gonna judge that after we find out what regions each processor is for. The Snapdragon 1.9 G, Snapdragon 1.9 gigahertz quad core processor seems promising, as well as the Octa processor, the Exynos 5 Octa 8 core processor. That seems kind of interesting too. I'd like to see an 8-core processor in a mobile phone that doesn't explode within seconds. But I guess the cores are smaller and less efficient than that of a computer, so it won't be a complete battery killer. I'm not sure how all that works, so I'm not a computer genius. I'm a computer podcaster. The GPU is a tri-core PowerVR SGX 544 GPU. I'm not really sure what like the exact specs on that GPU are, but that's pretty interesting. I saw a thing for Need for Speed playing on the Galaxy S4 with that new like controller thing. And that seemed like it had pretty decent graphics. I don't see smartphones ever completely replacing consoles, but maybe handhelds? I'm not even sure about that, but We'll see. We'll definitely see. Memory is 2 gigabytes of RAM, same as the Galaxy S3. Storage is 16, 32, or 64 gigabytes. And up to 64 gigabytes of removable storage as well, which is micro SD, basically. The battery is a 2600 mAh battery, which sounds like an improvement, but it's probably not due to the higher processors, brighter screen, or higher resolution screen, which I'm getting to next. It's a 5-inch RGBG Quasicolor Full HD Super AMOLED 441 ppi 1920 by 1080 resolution screen. That's an insanely long name to pronounce, or to, I guess pronounce is the proper word to use there. Rear camera, 13 megapixels, improvement from the Galaxy S3's 8 megapixel camera. Front camera, 2 megapixels, same as the Galaxy S3's 2 megapixel front camera. And Samsung has also introduced an Xbox-esque controller for the Galaxy S4. Not an Xbox controller, an Xbox-esque. So an Xbox controller that looks like the... No, not an Xbox. A Samsung controller that looks like an Xbox controller. So apparently Apple is... Well, at least this is the joke that's going around. Apple's going to pay off Microsoft to sue Samsung. It's a ridiculous statement, but it's funny. Xbox S controller for the Galaxy S4 that can be used with both the handset itself and with a TV using HDMI output. The controller will launch in May, a month after. I think the controller looks interesting. It'd be nice to have a little Xbox controller, a small Xbox controller to carry around. And also an interesting tidbit I saw on this new controller is that it also supports, or maybe possibly a different version of this, I'm not sure, but it also supports up to 6.3-inch displays, which could be hinting at, I mean, it's oddly specific how they say up to 6.3-inch display. It supports up to a 6.3-inch display. And that's kind of specific to not be referencing anything. I think that's maybe hinting really closely at a possible Note 3, which would be cool. Note 3, let's leave it at that. I might get a Note next time I have an upgrade. That's definitely what I'm looking into. I heard the Note 2 is great. Anyway. The controller will launch in May. So if you're getting the Galaxy S4, I guess you can get that. I'm wondering. I don't think it supports the Galaxy S3, but that would be cool if it did. They should make one for the S3 as well. Netflix claims users should expect 4K streaming within 2 years. That's crazy, but I don't know. I've heard crazier, so. If Fios bandwidth starts getting bigger, I guess fiber optic bandwidth or broadband internet starts growing more, I think this is very possible. I mean, you don't have to stream in 4K. They're not making you, so I don't think it's a big deal. YouTube already does this, so they've had 4K streaming for maybe 2 years now, a year and a half. Streaming. They've had 4K streaming for about a year and a half now, and I've even used it for my videos. So I used all of my podcasts, The image that I use with the podcast is actually in 2K, so and I've tested 4K, but it's too much. It takes up too much space on my computer to even use. It's hard to compress 4K, I guess. Whereas 2K, I can use like a WMV compression, which compresses it a lot, and it's just as small as like a 1080p file. Anyway, getting too technical here. Nintendo is guilty of patent infringement with their 3D technology, and that's not even the ironic part. The ironic part is that the patent that they're infringing is from Sony, for, I guess, for PlayStation. I'm not, no, not for PlayStation. I think it might have been for their TVs or something. But yeah, Nintendo's had to pay some money on that, pay off some money. And I don't know a whole lot about that, so I'm not gonna get into that. I'm not gonna bash anybody for that. I think Nintendo made it popular, so that's something. It's probably more important than having it in the first place, although they did steal it, so I don't know. Samsung stole some of Apple's ideas and made them better, so Nintendo, not a legal right, but Nintendo has a moral right to innovate, I guess. In my opinion. That's not a legal moral right, though. Ouya announcement event to be held on March 28th. If you are still interested in this, then go for it. I am so glad I didn't pre-order one of these because it would be the most useless device in my house right now. It would be awfully useless. I actually thought about pre-ordering one of these a while back, and I'm so glad I decided not to, because it is going to be so outdated by the time it actually releases in June. I mean, it has way worse specs than the S4 at this point, and the S4 is coming out 2 months earlier, so what does that say? The PS4 trailer. Well, I'm not bashing Ouya, first of all. Going back to this, I kind of don't feel right saying that. I'm not bashing Ouya. If you don't have an Android device already, then go for it. It's a good investment. It's $99 for that. Or if you don't have a game console. I mean, I guess I keep forgetting that who this is targeting. Perhaps it's targeting people who can't otherwise afford game consoles. So I'm not bashing that point of it. It's just that it's not very powerful for that kind of device. And I guess for $99 you couldn't get anything better, but maybe you want to save that money and get something like the PlayStation 4, or even a Wii U, or whatever you want. No, not a Wii U. Not a Wii U, no. I don't know about the Wii U. All right. PlayStation 4 trailer is the most watched ad on YouTube, and that is not by default, like people seeing it for 5 seconds and skipping it or whatever. It is people actually watching it after the 5 seconds they have to watch it for. So people are actually choosing to watch this video, or they're actually looking it up and navigating to it. But people are liking the PlayStation 4 trailer, and that's really getting the idea out there that PlayStation 4 is here, and here is when you can get it, holiday 2013. I'm excited. Really am, but it's a while from now, so I'm not that excited. It's not keeping me up at night. Apple Senior Vice President of Marketing says this. I find this quite interesting. With their own data, only 16% of Android users, this is Google's own data, with their own data, only 16% of Android users are on a year-old version of the operating system, said Schiller. Over 50% are still on software that is 2 years old. A really big difference. And that extends to the news we are hearing this week that the Samsung Galaxy S IV, which is 4 in Roman numerals, which ended up not being the case, is being rumored to ship with an OS that is nearly a year old, said Schiller. Customers will have to wait to get an update. Gee willikers, Schiller. That's what I have to say. Gee willikers to everyone out there at Apple who are saying gee willikers. Because Samsung Galaxy S4 is not being shipped. First of all, if he knew anything about this, he wouldn't have said. Never mind. He wouldn't have said that it's shipping with an OS that's nearly a year old, because Android 4.2.2 is only about a month old. So it's fairly new operating system. I wouldn't worry about the OS updates, because the people that are out there with the 2-year-old Android OSs probably didn't pay as much as they would have for an iPhone, or they just have a really old phone, and people with the really old iPhones can't upgrade either, because their processors can't handle it at this point. But yeah, I think this is a really horrible statement from a guy who thinks he's the man. But, no, gee willikers to him, because he's false. Yeah. My headphones are beeping really weird, so I'm gonna pull them off real quick. Yeah, I'm about to close this podcast because it is done. But if anyone has any questions or anything, just shoot me an email at spiritwarstudios@yahoo.com. And let's see if I have anything else to say. No, not really. Thanks for listening, and subscribe, and like us on Facebook, and all that jazz. Thank you.
Please be more than you. Oh, let me go home.